This is the brief on comparing Dubai car rentals, Jumeirah versus Renty. Look, renting a car in Dubai is a total minefield of hidden fees. That advertised daily rate, it's rarely what you actually pay. Consider this your financial rescue mission. Are you hunting for the easiest key handoff or the most transparent contract? First, it's convenience versus choice. Jumeirah Car Rental is built for frictionless convenience, highlighting 2024 and 2025 models, free Dubai-wide delivery, and pay on delivery. They're kind of like a premium concierge handing you the keys right at your hotel. Contrast that with Renty, which is built for massive flexibility. Renty is a customizable mega mall, offering basic economy cars to literal supercars, plus monthly discounts and even crypto payments. Second, beware the payment trap. Jumeirah heavily markets no prepayment, meaning you pay when the car arrives, while Renty explicitly offers no deposit on selected vehicles. Now wait a minute, aren't no prepayment and no deposit the exact same thing? Absolutely not. Skipping prepayment doesn't protect your credit card from a massive security deposit hold once that car actually shows up. Finally, watch out for the hidden post-rental costs that drain budgets. Renty gives you upfront transparency, specifically listing Dubai's Salik electronic tolls at 5.25 dirhams per crossing and clarifying the airport parking is on you. Jumeirah offers a best price guarantee, sure, but leaves operational costs totally unspecified. Instead of asking what the daily rate is, ask yourself, what am I actually going to pay after I return the car? Whether you go with Jumeirah's straightforward convenience or Renty's upfront transparency, the true best deal in Dubai is always the one with the clearest written terms.